Well, it's exactly now 22 minutes after 5 South African time. It's a beautiful Monday morning. We welcome the listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International. We welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. Today is the 7th of Shawwal, 1443. Let's welcome our beloved senior respected Honorable Fadilatul Ustad early this Monday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ustad.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu fikum Arafat. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 7th of Shawwal, 1443. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, today we focus on chapter 20, Surah Taha, verses 85 and 86. To understand today's lesson, we need to go to the background. One side, the Pharaoh, his cronies, his comrades, all were decimated, annihilated, drowned by Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, are the leaders of the Israelites. Thereafter, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala invited and told and commanded Nabi Musa alayhi salam, you go there towards Mount Sinai, and you must be fasting. He chose and selected 70 people, and he made his brother Aaron, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, his deputy. There for the Israelites, there were 600,000 of them approximately. So when he went there, then here behind him, that is where Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam was, Aaron, peace be upon him, was, there was another person. He was a troublemaker, mischief maker. His name and title, Samiri. Samiri means a good storyteller. He could convince and persuade people and tell them a lot of fairy tales, you know. So he made and he like shaped a golden calf, a golden cow. And he told the people, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, is gone to look for Allah dead side. But Allah, God came here, Allah forbid, 100% kufr and shirk, blasphemy, polytheism. Therefore, in Islam, we say, La ilaha illallah. La ma'abuda bihaqin illallah. There is no one, nothing worthy of worship, no person, no creation, absolutely nothing except Him, Almighty Allah. And if you study the Noble Quran, you will find that Almighty Allah teaches us that the Yahud, the Jews, and you can see it today, and the Hindus also, وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْعِجْلَ بِكُفْرِهِمْ, that they love the cow. And this is enshrined in the Noble Quran. So we must remember they venerate it and they worship it and they do a lot of things. So anyway, that is their business, but you should know about these type of things as a Muslim, that Almighty Allah has mentioned all these issues in the Noble Quran. So he, Samiri, he made that. Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam warned them that this is committing kufr and shirk, blasphemy, and you will pay a heavy price for this. And this, if you want the reference of it, go to Surah 2, chapter number 2, Surah Baqarah, chapter 2, verse number 93. So chapter 2, verse 93. Now this is what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us in today's lesson. Oh Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, you have come here. I will confer and I, Almighty Allah, will bless you with the Torah. But behind you, your own people, see what they are doing. They witness how the Pharaoh and his cronies and comrades were drowned, and yet now they go back to kufr and they go back to blasphemy. Allah forbid. Call. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, chapter 20, verse 85, فَإِنَّا قَدَ فَتَنَّا قَوْمَكَ. Almighty Allah uses the plural we. This is the royal pronoun, stamping his authority, highlighting that everywhere when we use the name of Almighty Allah, it must be used with utmost reverence and respect. So it is a symbol of respect and reverence, and more importantly, he, Almighty Allah, wherever he uses the royal pronoun, the plural we, is stamping his authority. Only we can do this. The entire universe and creation put together cannot do that. For inna qad fatanna qawmak, indeed we have placed under trial and test your people and your nation, O Moses. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, min ba'dik, after you left them with the 70, then what they did, wa adallahumus samiri. The storyteller, Samira means a storyteller at night. So remember that this is Samiri. He got hold of them and he made and shaped it a golden cow. And if you go to India, you will see so many places these type of things. You go to Palestine, occupied Palestine, which we today know as the apartheid rogue terrorist regime of Israel. They waiting according to their rabbis and their Jewish doctors and scholars for Baqaratun Hamara. The Quran Sharif spoke of Baqaratun Safra, the yellow cow. And now they are waiting for Baqaratun, the red cow, Hamara. Once the pure red cow comes, that will be a sign, Allah forbid, according to Judaism and Zionism and whoever else supports them in their terrorist activities, that remember that this is the time that you must demolish, abolish the Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock, and start rebuilding the Haikal, the Temple of Solomon. That's what they believe in. So, وَأَضَلَّوْ مُسَّامِرِي. Faraja'a Musa. Musa alayhi salam received the revelation. He has the Torah also. Ila qawmihi, he came. Ghadbana, he was furious. Ghadban, hyperbole, mubalagha, intensive form. He was really furious and asifa, and on the other side feeling very sorry. Just look at my people. They saw Qudrat ka karishma, the power of Almighty Allah, how the Pharaoh, the Tinpot dictator, was decimated, drowned by Almighty Allah, and yet now they go and worship the golden calf. Call. So he addresses them, the people, the Israelites. Ya qawmi, O my people, alam ya'idukum rabbukum wa'adan hasana? Did your sustainer, nourisher, provider, Allah Jalla Wala, not promise you wa'adan hasana, a good promise? Allah will reward you in this world. Allah will reward you the optimum, maximum reward in the year after. If you live with Iman and you pass away with Iman and Islam, now I just go away and then you are busy with your kufr and shirk and worshipping the golden calf and the golden cow. Afatala alaykumul ahda. Afatala alaykumul ahdu. That what, has the period been very long for you? The covenant, has it been too long? عليكم الأهد أم أردتم or are you intending أن يحل عليكم غضب من ربكم, that it must descend upon you the wrath, the anger, the punishment, chastisement of Almighty Allah, your sustainer. Everywhere is addressing them and informing them that your Rabb, your sustainer, to remind them that this cow and any other creation can never be worthy of worship. فَأَخَلَفْتُمْ مَوْعِدِي. You all went contrary to the promise you made to me, the pledge you gave to me, and so forth. Then tomorrow's lesson, inshallah, we will discuss their response. Today, mashallah, is the 7th of Shawwal. Those of you who want to get married, mashallah, this is a very good month, and 10th of Shawwal, that will be, inshallah, on Thursday in South Africa. So, mashallah, that's the best day to get married. If you look at the world politics, you will see the apartheid, rogue terrorist regime of Israel, the Jutlas. A 13-year-old girl, Palestinian, deaf, and 10 policemen and army going and chasing her and apprehending her, assaulting her. This is what they do. Therefore, we call them haramis. Therefore, we say 100% haramis they are. And if you don't know the meaning of harami, it means be. So that's the word we use for them. You must remember. And therefore, we say without any apology, one settler, one bullet will settle many, many issues. Every one of them in uniform is a legitimate target, remember that. Therefore, when our Palestinian brothers or whoever else takes one Jutla out, remember there in the rogue apartheid regime, that of Israel, then we say Alhamdulillah, we're very happy about that. So remember this, and if you read the analyst among the Jutlas, the Jews, and you know Gideon Levy, he wrote article even yesterday in the Haaretz. Previously, he said, the settlers, you can't even call them human beings. You must call them subhuman. That's what he said. He's a Jutla. He's a big commentator, political analyst, and so forth. And if you study and you see what their own analysts are saying, that Israel will not even reach 80 years. Now, this week, they'll be celebrating. They were 74 years. What celebration? Bunch of goons and terrorists massacring, murdering the Muslims and Palestinians, children, men and women. How many massacres before 48, during 48, and from then till now? And then you find our Arab countries, I can't call them Muslim countries, the people are Muslim, I speak of the rulers, they're out of the fold of Islam, bootlicking the Israelis, bootlicking, you must remember, America. You see, if you know economics and world economics and geopolitics, then you will understand that now Saudi Arabia gives money to Kushner, the son-in-law of Trump, and he invested there in Israel. Who's fooling who, I'm asking you? So you must remember, an absolute shame and disgrace it is. Remember this. Waylul lil Arab. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, woe and destruction to the Arabs. And we can see it in our time, authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. May Almighty Allah protect the Haramain Sharifain, Masjid al-Aqsa, and all our masajid and mosques throughout the world. Inshallah, today our program will be between 1 and 2, the tafsir of the Noble Quran, the commentary. 2 to 2:30 will be the report back. Very, very interesting. Listen to it on Markaz Sahaba, our trip to Uhis, and many related issues. And 8 to 10 tonight will be the Q&A on Radio Al-Ansar International and on Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba. The voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah between 8 and 10 with Mawlana Arafat Atiyah and myself. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz.
Ustad, yesterday many listeners were sending messages out about Happy Mother's Day and etc. Ustad, is that the sin in Islam, Ustad?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I addressed that issue, you must remember, in the Q&A yesterday with Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. This is how the secular, democratic, capitalistic, satanic system works. They will dump their father, mother in the old age home, and then they will dedicate one day and say Mother's Day, Father's Day. That's why we say secularism, capitalism, Zionism, democracy, all are satanic systems and inciting human being towards vices and evil. Remember, people today don't even understand the philology and history. history of words. If you study what is secularism, secularism means you must take God out. You must take Allah out. Don't come speak about religion. Religion is private matter. You practice in your house. Don't come and tell us. We as Muslims say in every facet, every aspect of our life, there must be religion. When I wake up, I have to remember Allah. When I sleep, I have to go to remember Almighty Allah. I eat, I drink, I pray, it is Almighty Allah. We relieve ourselves, we read the supplication. So everything of our life is governed by Islam, by religion. And they say the direct opposite. And then they fool the people. And the tragedy of it is, the Muslims today, they like herd mentality. You will go to Makkah, Medina, they celebrating Valentine's Day. You go there to Riyadh, they celebrating Christmas. So that is the tragedy of the Ummah today. Remember this. Absolutely haram to advertise it and do all that just to make money and fool like fools and idiots. We follow them. Quran says, وَلَن تَرْضَىٰ أَنْكَ الْيَهُودُ وَلَن نَصَارَىٰ حَتَّىٰ تَتَّبِعَ مِلَّتَهُمْ. The Jutlas and the Christians will never be pleased with you, O Muslims, until you follow their religion. You have to give up Islam totally. So that is what they want. So stay away from them. Surah 2, chapter 2, and verse number 120. So make a note of that, chapter 2, verse 120. And in Surah 5, verse 51, Almighty Allah states, addressing every one of us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wal-nasara awliya. O you who believe, 89 times Allah has used this phrase, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, 89 times. Do not take the Jews and Christians to be your friends and your protectors. Ba'adhum awliya ubad, they are the friends of one another. See, in Ukraine, how they're helping the Jutlas and the Christians together. وَمَنْ يَتَوَلَّهُمْ مِنْكُمْ فَإِنَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Who befriends them, you love their customs, traditions, you wake up with them, you'll be part of them. Speaking of mother, we're still waiting for Ma Maria. We appeal to our brother, and that is the Mudli family, that please contact us, give us the address, and at least our people can go and meet Ma Maria. So at least allow us that. We ask you humbly, and we appeal to you, my brothers of the Mudli family. Ameen. Allah Ta'ala bless Ma Maria and Ameen. Make everything easy for her.
Ustad, brother Gideon, he says that someone helped me to understand how a nation that claims to have existed for thousands of years is celebrating its 74th year of existence, Israel. Ustad, Gideon.
Gideon, you must remember, you should be reading the articles of Gideon Levy there in Palestine and occupied Palestine, and he among the men, and Amira Hess among the females. They write wonderful, beautiful articles in the Haaretz newspaper. So just Google their articles and you will see that they give you a much better understanding of what is happening there, who are the real terrorists and who are the real victims and so forth. Second one, remember, this is the punishment on the Jews. Wherever they are, they will be disgraced and humiliated. Duribat alayhimu zilla. Quran Sharif says Allah has stamped upon them humiliation, disgrace. So they will tell you, we in existence for 3,000 years and we were promised the land of Palestine and all these type of things. If you study Judaism properly, then they must have no state at all. But what has happened is that Judaism is hijacked by Zionism today, and this is all the Zionist plot and plan. A people without a land, and a land without a people, that was the slogan they would use to fool the world. And remember, after World War II, the world was sympathetic to them because of Hitler's policies and so forth, and that is how Palestine became Israel in 67. Then they occupy Jerusalem, and now they're expanding their borders right up to the river Nile and the Euphrates River, Minal Furati ila Nil, and then they want the last part of the puzzle and of Zionism to demolish, Allah forbid, the Dome of the Rock. rock, the beautiful golden dome, with Surah Yasin inscribed, and replace it with Haikale Suleimani, the Temple of Solomon. So this is what you see, Zionism hijacking Judaism. So that is what you must read about, my brother Gideon.
Somebody says, I heard Mufti Saab saying that we must do our Ramadan roses before Shawwal. However, on another Islamic channel, the Ustad said, one can make niyat of qada and cover Shawwal and also keep the Monday, Thursday, etc. simultaneously. So sawab is gained based on your niyat, Ustad.
Remember that whoever it is, Kain and Mankan, we disagree with them. Whoever, I don't know who you're speaking about. You study the hadith yourself and see. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us. Sayyidina Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu an is a reporter, and the hadith is mentioned in Sahih Muslim and Ibn Majah. Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Man sama Ramadana, whoever kept all the fast of Ramadan. What other translation you can make? No other translation. You kept all the fast, 30 days, 29 days, whatever it is, whichever country you are in. Summa, you know what the meaning of summa? Summa litartib. Thereafter, subsequently, and then they, what you do, atba'ahu sittam min shawwal. Thereafter, you keep the six fasts of shawwal. Then, kana ka sawmid dahr, kana ka siyamid dahr. Then it's like you fasting, remember the whole year. So this hadith is authentic in Muslim Sharif and Ibn Majah. So people love shortcuts, people love loopholes. So majority scholars, remember, Hanafi, Sambalis, and MSA, is not permissible this, that you make the dahul, that today Monday you say, last night you made intention, I'm keeping qaza, and I'm keeping my shawwal fast, not permissible that. Yes, some Shafi'i scholars and them, they allow, but majority don't allow, and that is the correct verdict. Why? Because look at the words of the hadith. You, my sister, you must six fast because of your menses, your haiz, your napaki. So first you have to keep your qaza only, and then you worry about the shawwal fast. These people, yeah, they will give you some crazy fatwas, remember that. The person you're referring to, most probably, I don't know, but you spoke about channel, he says, I drink beer. You don't understand? And there's nothing wrong in beer. That's his words, you must listen to him. He says, because he doesn't get intoxicated. You must ask him, you must, this is all just to de-Islamicize, you must remember. Remember, to show the world how broad-minded we are, we will change Islam to suit the rulers and the traitors of Islam and so forth. So, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith, authentic open Mishkat Sharif, ma askara kathiruhu faqaliluhu haram. What intoxicates in large quantities, remember the minutest drop also is haram and so forth. So, Islam says, da'am ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. Leave that which puts you into doubt and opt for that in which there's no doubt. We reject their fatawas. It's not worth the paper on which is written. You must remember that they are ruled by murtads and people who are apostates and traitors, and they want to curry favor of their rulers. So therefore, that type of fatawa for us in the Arab countries and so forth, don't hold any weight for us.
Ustad, a listener says, if Ustad could please clarify this, according to a narration quoted, says that Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha kept her qadas in Rajab before the next Ramadan, so we have time in case we run out of time, Ustad.
No, you have to rectify the question. The question is posed wrong. When you pose a question, make sure it's right. Our mother Siddiqa Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala on her stage, that they used to keep the qada fast in the month of Sha'ban. So Ramadan came, so before the next Ramadan, they would make sure all the qada is done. So it means that if they had qada fast, they would keep some, but majority of that they would keep in Sha'ban before the next Ramadan come, not Rajab. Sha'ban is mentioned. So that is correct, 100%, you must remember that. So that's a discussion now, you must remember why she would wait. So Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to fast the whole month almost of Sha'ban. So therefore, to imitate Nabi alayhi salatu salam, they would fast in Sha'ban, they would keep their qada iftar fast and all that to please Nabi alayhi salatu salam and so forth. So it's not Rajab, it is Sha'ban that our mother Siddiqa, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha would keep a qada. But best is, we don't have no guarantee that when death will strike, so therefore we should try and keep our qada fast as soon as possible.
I see brother Javid Ustad, he says, tell Mufti Saab to make special dua for his cousin who passed away yesterday in India. He was attacked by the Hindu mob. I don't know if Mufti Saab heard about it. Please, Mufti Saab, dua mayyad Ustad.
Allah Ta'ala, India ke musalman par raham farmai, karam farmai, in mushrikeen ko jo hai nest aur nabood kar de, agar inki takdeer mein iman aur hidayat waira na ho. Yes, we got all the four images coming through. Remember how the Hindu terrorists and people there attacked the mosque, how they attacked the madrasa, our religious school, and some Muslims also got martyred in that. So that's exactly what I am telling you. You Muslims need to wake up and understand what Quran is teaching us. That's the direct message of Almighty Allah. Chapter 5, Surah 5, Surah Ma'idah, verse 82. We are speaking about what's happening currently in occupied Palestine to the world known as Israel. We are speaking about currently what's happening there in India after the BJP came into power in 2014. You must remember, both of them are terrorists, both of them are apartheid regime, and both of them treat the Muslims as easy targets. You can maim them, you can kill them, you can do whatever you want to, and the world will be silent. Why? Because the world says, we got no time for Muslims. Muslim blood is very cheap blood. And remember that Muslims themselves are so divided and so forth. So that is what Quran is teaching us, Surah 5, verse 82. You don't understand Surah and verse and chapter and verse. Go look at the last page of the six Jews. Remember the six Supara. لَتَجِدَنَّ أَشَدَّ النَّاسِ عَدَاوَةً لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الْيَهُودَ وَالَّذِينَ أَشْرَكُوا. You will find now and in the future, your worst enemies are the Jutlas, the Jews, and they're hijacked by the Zionists, and Walladina Ashraku, and the Mushriks, the idol worshippers, the Hindus. BJP came and they hijacked the Hindu religion. And because elections are coming up this year in India, so therefore they want to promote that ideology, make India a fascist state. They say the largest democracy. For who? For the Hindus, yes, but not for the Muslims. 250 million Muslims plus minus. So they can just go anywhere, destroy our mosque, destroy our madrasas, kill who they want. So what must we do? So we say Almighty Allah must decimate, annihilate all these, the terrorists, remember this, all these goons, and them, if there's no hidayat and guidance for them. Same thing we say for the Jutlas. And remember, we speak about what's happening in India currently, and what's happening in occupied Palestine currently. And we say this always, that we don't say every Hindu or every Jew. We say majority of them or many of them. So look at things in the proper context.
Somebody says here, dear Mufti Saab, my sister is here from London. She landed on Saturday and staying for a month. So for how many days should she read Salah as a Musafir Ustad?
Remember the previous question by Javed, aap apne khandan walo ko bata dijiye, sabse behtareen dua wo hai 14 surah Ibrahim, surah 14 verse 41. So surah number 14 aur 41 number ayat, rabbana ighfirli wa liwalidayya wa lil mu'minina yawma yaqumul hisab, chapter 14 verse 41. Oh Allah, forgive me, forgive my beloved parents, provided they passed away as Muslims, and the believers, يوم يقوم الحساب, the day the reckoning is established. So every day dua, Allah Ta'ala ne inko shaheed ka martaba di, Allah gave him the death of a martyr. So remember, look at the positive side as well. Your sister, your family member, whoever, brother, whoever came from London, they came from Blackburn, from Leicester, from Bolton, from wherever, and now they came there to Durban and they're going to stay 1 month. So you need to understand things properly. According to the Hanafi school and Hanafi jurists, if they are going to stay in one place, for example, in the North Coast, Umslanga, or South Coast, Ispingo Beach, or Durban Central, so for 15 days, 15 days or more, so then they must read full Salat. If they're going to stay for 14 days or less, they're going to move around South Coast, North Coast, East Coast, Allah alone know where and where, so then they are Musafir. So Fajr 2 and 2, Zohar 2, Asr 2, Maghrib 3, and Isha 2 and 3, according to the Hanafi school. According to the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, if they are going to stay in one place, one area, for 4 nights, 4 days and more, so then they must read full Salat from day one. But if they are going to stay 1 night, 2 nights, 3 nights, less than 4 full nights and 4 full days, then they are Musafir and they are travelers. So then they will read Qasr Salat. And according to Shafis and them, you have a choice, Shafis, Malikis, Hanbalis. You, for example, Zohar, Asr, Isha, you can read 2 or you can read 4. But Hanafis say that as a Musafir, you must read 2, is compulsory. The only time you will not read 2 is when you are following the local resident imam. So you need to take cognizance of that as well.
Ustaz, let's go to Botswana, to Gaborone. Somebody says, Mufti Saab, I unintentionally forgot to pay my Sadaqatul Fitr. Can I give it out today, Ustaz?
Yes, pay it now. Your reward will be much, much less. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu in Abu Dawood and Mishkat Sharif and various compilations. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Farada Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Zakatul Fitri. It's compulsory, the Zakatul Fitr, Sadaqatul Fitr. Both terms are used. It's anonymous. Tuhuratul Lisa'im min al-Laghwi wal-Rafas and purify the fasting person from the futile activities he did, saw that which is haram, heard that which is not permissible, spoke those things that are unacceptable, and wa tu'mata lil masakin, and it will help the poor Muslims. Now see, my brother, Botswana, in Gaborone, or wherever else you are, Francistown or wherever. For man addaha qabla al-eid, whoever pays it before Salatul Eid and so forth, fa hiya zakatun maqbula, then you get the maximum reward. وَمَنْ أَدَّاهَا بَعْدَ صَلَاتِ الْإِيدُ وَبَعْدَ الْإِيدُ, whoever pays it like now, فَإِيَّ صَدَقَةٌ مِنَ الصَّدَقَاتِ, you get reward, but the minimum reward. So therefore, make tawbah also, and inshallah, you must try and rectify these issues, and all the organizations who collect Sadaqatul Fitr and so forth, you must have a cut-off date, 1 day, 2 days before Eid, so that the money you receive must reach the poor Muslims before the Eid day and before Eid Salat. This business organizations on Eid day still collecting, and then by the time it reaches the poor, is defeating the very objective of remember Sadaqatul Fitr. So we need to understand Islam and fulfill our duty with beauty.
Somebody says, Muslims in India should start a civil war immediately, then arms will come from Pakistan and make new Islamic country. But they're not ready to launch war because Muslims in India are cowards to start.
Remember, it's very easy to sit here on your laurels and think of Hadi and eat barfi, my brother. So you must remember what's so good of Pakistan. Pakistan sold out the whole government. You must remember that. The current government, what you think they are? They're not bunch of crooks and dakus. They're not bunch of, you must, chores. They went to Medina Munawwara and then the Pakistanis told them they're chore. Your Nawaz Sharif couldn't come and read Salat outside his house. So remember that he read Salat this week in Islamabad airport. You saw what happened to the politicians there. So the bunch of thugs there, you must remember, they are the bootlickers of America and Europe and so forth. I got nothing to do with Imran Khan. But in my opinion, remember, Imran is a much better ruler than compared to these thugs who are running Pakistan now. So if you want to speak of Pakistan, then you must remember, wo to sab kuch bech denge. They will sell everything to the West, as long as apne jeb bhar denge, as long as they can fill their pockets. So you need to understand, and don't make statements that the India people are cowards and that. You're staying here, and you got load shedding, and you talk too much. So go and see what things they are doing there, what the Muslims did for the struggle, and so forth. So don't come with your fairy tale comments here. You must go study the situation, and then you speak, and so forth. That if the thugs come and they rape somebody's wife, somebody's daughter, all that, so they also have to think of their situation. We sit here in luxury zone, comfort zone, and want to pass verdict on others. That's not fair, brothers. Make tawbah and beg Almighty Allah. Allah alleviate the plight of the Muslims wherever they are. Barakallahu.
Ustaz, Ronnie wants to know quickly before you leave us. He says that, AK, I have learned to sing the chapter Fatiha as I just like the tune. I was told that I need to have a bath before singing these verses. Why is it so? Ronnie, Ustaz.
You don't need to have a bath, my brother Ronnie. Maybe you got a good voice, so therefore they're telling you you can tune it up more. But remember, we're saying that if you want to touch the noble Quran, then you should have a bath and so forth and so on. But our greater message to you, my brother Ronnie, is not the tune you're going to read it. Look at the message. What is the message? Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. Ya Allah, you guide us to the straight path. Show us the true light. So that's what we want, Ronnie. You think about it. Interact with the Muslims there. And remember, they mustn't give you the wrong message. When you're reading it, you don't need a bath. But you want to touch the Quran, then you require a bath and so forth. So that is our message for all, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.